Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. How'd the action do this weekend, Robbie? How'd our Magnificent Seven do?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be fully transparent.
Okay.
I don't want to hide anything.
1-6.
Oh, Jesus.
And the one win was by half a point. Although there was an atrocious bad beat in that Minnesota game. They score a touchdown to get under. They're down 10. They're getting 3.5. They score a touchdown. They're about to get within the cover, and then the guy misses the extra point, and they lose by 4.
Oh, my God.
I'm still mad about that.
When's the last time you had a bloodbath week? Robbie was 1-6 in the Mag 7 this week.
And this is probably my sacrifice to that God for that Sans Pants parlay that I hit.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
You had to go back to that middle of May where I had all these bets on this Marlins game, and they ended up winning.
Oh, my God, I remember that. It was all obliterated in one game.
Somebody said Duke Tobin is just Brendan with a twirly mustache.
I don't like that. We have found out today that Duke Tobin is the person who runs player personnel for the Cincinnati Bengals. He is in line to fleece the Dolphins because now two is broken, and he's in the catbird seat to get Joe Burrow at number one. So
how do you know?
Basically can name his price.
Question. How do you know Joe Burrow is going to be the first pick?
I mean, come on, man.
Process elimination.
Who else is it going to be? You think it's going to be Herb?
I can't call my quarterback Herb.
I mean, I think it's going to be Burrow for like 500 yards this week. He's on the best team in the country.
As long as Burrow stays healthy, like it's rock solid. He has
toast of the town.
Well, keep in mind that a lot of these guys are one of the things they talk about or how built they are. Like they are built for that part where they can take a little bit of beating. We never said that about Tua.
No, we didn't. I mean, it's just, you know, how often does the guy actually get broken in half like that?
How often do they actually draft a guy that small? Or he's,
I mean, it felt like some of that was changing with Baker and with you know, Russell's not the biggest dude in the world. I know he's thick, but he's not tall. He's
thick. Tua's not thick.
You got, you know, Drew Brees. He's been doing it forever.
Okay, those are guys, and Drew Brees was second round.
Yes, he was.
So, like,
yeah, but Baker was number one overall. And Jalen, what's his face?
With, hey, are you saw? Whoa, Kyler Murray. Are you sold on Baker Mayfield?
No, but he was taking number one overall.
Okay. Look, I love my team. Bad organizations make bad decisions. And until you get out of that funk, right, they've made some pretty good decisions as far as their team.
But the last 2 years, the quarterback number one overall hasn't been 6 foot. Baker and Kyler.
Okay.
Kyler's fake 5'10".
If the Patriots had done it, we'd be like, fine. But it's been the Browns
and the Cardinals.
So I'm going to reserve the right to comment on whether it was a good decision or not.
Okay.
Not because of anything that I've done, but because of what they've done.
Here's the poll question for today. The poll question is, do you want the Miami Dolphins using any of their first-round picks to draft Tua with his injury now? Right now, 51% of the vote says no.
This has come down a little. Was that 52 before?
It's very tight. This is a lot of people conflicted right now. A lot of people conflicted.
Burrow is also from Ohio. He's destined to be in Bengal. Remember, he was at Ohio State.
I know, and they didn't love him.
And talking to my people in Ohio, they say he actually won a job from JT. Was it JT Barrett was a quarterback?
JT Barrett was there for like 700 years.
He actually won the job, but broke his thumb.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then they said he's not starting, and he was out.
I'm out.
Out.
And now look at him. Just riding high with that Orgeron. Joe Burrow.
Ooh, go die. Tobin, C.J. Mosley, also from Alabama, suffered a similar injury and has recovered to have a really good NFL career. Tua is going to operate it on by the same doctor in Alabama.
I thought he got flown into Houston for some for this
procedure. Who recovery become a first-round
pick. But correct me if I'm wrong, Leroy, like C.J. Mosley's a linebacker. Like,
more pressure on the hip.
More pressure than the quarterback?
Because you're playing and moving it side to side.
What about the Dak Prescott?
Dude, you think we should just get people in the building to show them video and have them do it? I would venture to say that all the Latins could do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, take it easy.
Huh?
Yeah, I got the hips.
You definitely have the hips, Robbie. I've seen you play Wapa Shot.
Oh, yeah.
Barefoot.
Let's get to headlines.
In a public place.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Speaking of a little Latin connection, did you see who Jorge Masvidal is hanging out with?
Who?
Dolly.
Pitbull.
Wait, now, let me just throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
Masvidal is not a big dude.
No.
Pitbull is tiny.
Yeah, he looks like a baby next to him.
What, Masvidal fights 155?
170.
170.
170. He's like 5'10".
And Pitbull looks like half his size.
Yep.
Right.
He is getting the royal treatment from everybody in Miami. The Rock, Pitbull. Like, who's left? Who's left for Jorge Masvidal to hobnob with down here? The Estefans? Is that it? Like, who? Marino?
No.
Maybe he's out there. Hey, get D-Wade. Go hang out with Masvidal. I think, you know, they got, you know what they got to do? They got to have him at the Heat game. They got to honor him at a Heat game. That's what's got to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have Jorge Masvidal.
But what are they going to say?
Courtside for
a
Heat
game. The champion of the BMF.
Yeah, the bad mother bleeper champion.
Yeah, they can say BMF.
Yeah, why can't you say the BMF champion?
Right.
BMF champion is here. Man, I got all these Nick Diaz cultists so mad at me for Fighters Fury this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, because I was just making the point, like, look, the Nick Diaz fight is cool and I'd be super fired up for it, but I'm not going to act like Nick Diaz hasn't fought in 5 years, so let's not act like he's, like, the hottest thing on the planet.
Right.
You know, everybody's like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's like, all right, well, I'm just telling you, like, Nick Diaz hasn't fought in 5 years, and there's a lot of different fans in MMA than there were 5 years ago, right, the last time that he fought. But, you know, call me crazy.
I mean, besides Masvidal, those are the only two guys who are from, like, the old school MMA.
Right.
And the fact that Masvidal made it through is kind of because it's changed so much.
But even just put this out there. Okay, you have Big Brother coming to go, and you're going to fight him. How about this? Nate Diaz, he had one fight in 3 years. Look what Masvidal did to him. Now you're going to tell me a guy is going to fight him, guy in the prime of his career, seems fighting better than ever. He's fighting at a championship level. Now you're going to tell me he's going to fight somebody who hasn't fought Leroy in 5 years.
Right.
Five.
How about J-Lo and A-Rod?
Oh, yeah. J-Lo and A-Rod got to hang out with Masvidal. Everybody famous in Miami owes Masvidal a party, all right?
We need Cajun football to be good again. Sometimes the college game day could come down and Masvidal could be a guest picker.
I don't, yeah, well, oh, he,
yeah.
He seems like, is that live, that show?
Yeah, it's live.
That's dicey.
If you did the Dax in the office, better schedule some replacement talent 9 months from now because everybody would get pregnant. Could you imagine? Like, just on the way home when we check back, we just go down the hall.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, these headlines are brought to you by Yuengling, a beer as cold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle.
Yuengling.
Spread your wings.
Spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. Tell you what, the Dolphins can use some Yuengling because they had a tough loss yesterday to the Buffalo Bills.
I would say Brian Flores definitely has a couple of brewskis while he's watching film.
Especially that running game.
Definitely cracking a couple up and just like, Balazs, man. Balazs.
I'm so, like, I hate that. So disappointing. So disappointing.
Is it because he's a running back?
No, just because, you know, like, they got rid of a guy because they thought he could do the job.
Well, I mean, they were going to pay Kenyon Drake anyways.
That was the thing. Like, they did all.
No, but sometimes those decisions are made based on what you have behind that guy.
What did they get for Kenyon Drake?
They got like they got a six, conditional? A six that could turn into a five.
Could they have gotten that in the offseason?
Probably better, to be honest. Honestly, they probably could have maybe gotten a four.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, like, the only thing I would say to that is, well, they had to have known, because I think the report said they knew the Mark Walton suspension was coming.
Yeah.
So if you knew it was coming and then you didn't have really a backup plan, that's a little, you know.
The backup plan was...
was Ballage.
Yeah.
Terrible.
If Tua falls to the second or third round, do you pull the trigger and grab him? Yes.
You said second round, you're feeling
iffy. I said
iffy,
the second
though.
Pick.
The second or third
still
round.
Still the second
so the
round.
Bottom of the second round.
Right. Still second round. I'm still not going to take him as a second rounder, but high enough to almost be the first. No.
That's flyer territory, late second round.
Right. And guess what? If you want to feel better about Tua, he says he's coming back.
To school, or he's going to come back healthy?
To school.
I don't know. I mean, there was reports that like if he wasn't healthy, he'd go back to school. I don't know if he's officially said that he's going back yet.
All right.
But, I mean, if he is, you know, he could
I feel like going back to school makes sense because I feel like this is going to this is an injury where it feels like you need to show people you could play football. Because otherwise it feels like the best he's going to do is somebody seriously rolling the dice and hoping, oh, no, he'll be good. And I don't know if that's going to happen in the first round for him. And so this is what I would say. Like, all right, you're either going to come back and show people you can play football. People are going to draft you, what, at worst second round again anyway? So I just think, I don't know. I think I'd come back if I was him.
Question for you guys. You know, is it safe to say that yesterday's loss was the worst loss of the season? Because in the earlier losses, you could say, oh, at least you're getting the tank is on track. Now that the tank's not on track anymore and you lose, you get a double whammy.
Yeah, this is what, yeah, I feel like this is the most somber Monday we've had. Out of any, even,
I mean, I don't know,
even
the Ravens lost.
Get out of here. You lose 59-10.
Nah.
You ain't getting much somber than that.
We played all the depressing music that Monday.
The Ravens loss felt
Sarah
like
Sarah McLaughlin
and the Patriots too.
I understand, but here's the thing: those losses, what they were they were sobering because you're like, whoa, this team is really bad.
Sarah.
He could do that right now. It doesn't matter. I could do that with any highlights. It sounds terrible. I could do Sarah McLaughlin over the Ray Allen three, and it's going to sound like the worst thing in your life.
Yeah, Scott Zolak insulting the Dolphins. You know,
man. Every time I see the commercial come on, I'm like, oh no, change the channel. Here comes the music. And I'm an angel. Like, come on.
I'm telling you, man. This is the worst Monday.
This
is the worst Monday.
Another poll? Yes. Is this the worst Monday
of the season?
Okay.
Well, some people might thought that Colts win was a bad Monday because, you know, hurt of their team.
Yeah, no, but that's him and his posse.
That's not fair. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
It runs in the Tobin family.
Oh, yeah.
He's general manager of the Bengals. Right.
I'm just saying, if Duke
Somewhere Tobin is smiling based on last week's performance.
If Duke Tobin calls up Chris Greer, you don't want
to
wheel and deal a little bit?
I'd have to
No,
listen.
Because he should get fired.
Who? Duke Tobin?
Duke Tobin.
Why?
If he's calling him, make a deal for the first pick that's going
to
net you
What if he doesn't believe in Joe Burrow?
There's a bunch of quarterbacks coming out.
This happened in the movie. This happened at draft day.
This is what I'm saying, though. Like, why would he get fired? Wouldn't if so? Hold on. We'd all be upset if Chris Greer went and spent his first round picks on Joe Burrow.
Not all of them. If he did one, if he swapped picks and then an additional one.
But would you be furious with him?
Yes.
Even if he didn't have the number 25 pick?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Because then essentially you're basically trading Tunsil on a first round pick to move up and get Joe Burrow. Because that's what that 25 pick represents.
Now I'm saying you've traded Minkah Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil, and your first round pick for Joe Burrow.
Whoa.
No.
That's pretty steep.
It's steep. Right.
You look at it that way.
But here, your hypothetical situation, right? Why are you setting up a situation with a team that needs a quarterback? It's stupid.
No, because they can go. They're gonna get your pick, and they can get Herbert.
Maybe they know some information. Maybe they were at Joe Burrow's 21st birthday party, and none of his teammates showed up, and they don't want him.
Stop, Costner, man. What else you got?
Oh, yeah, the Canes were off this past Saturday, but they'll be back in action this Saturday at the old side of the Orange Bowl.
Oh, you want to talk? Hey, you want to talk about a brawl? That was a brawl.
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
Forget about this Myles Garrett nonsense. That was a brawl back in the day. Miami FIU.
Lamar Thomas.
We ready.
That's another one. Overpunished.
No, it wasn't.
Lamar Thomas was overpunished, just like Myles Garrett was.
He was a broadcaster. You can't be out there.
Now he's a coach. He's coaching somewhere.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah. He was at Louisville, then
he was at Louisville, then he was at Kentucky. I don't know if he is coaching.
You can't, listen, you cannot broadcast that.
He is the wide receivers coach for the Salt Lake Stallions.
That's not defunct. That was
the AAF. So I guess he's not coaching.
I'm sure he could be a wide receivers coach of the XFL.
Let me tell you something. He talked up Devontae Parker coming into school. I remember having him on the morning show the day after they drafted him, and they were like, oh, this is the guy. And still waiting. Although, good game yesterday, Devontae. Shout out. Got anything else, Robbie?
And Jay Ajayi, he's back with the Eagles. He did not play yesterday.
Charlon's good to feel out there, everybody. You know, got myself a champion's welcome. You know, I'm a third number with the old Philadelphia Eagles there, love.
He's got a third number.
It was 36, it was 26, now I'm 28, love. Yeah, a lot to switch it up, switch it around, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Eagles are in town, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, the Eagles will be back in town.
I may have to go wearing my Ajayi jersey. I haven't been to a Dolphins game this year. That may have to happen, Leroy.
By the way, have you missed a Heat game this year? I mean, you've seen it.
I didn't make it to Saturdays. I haven't made it to the weekend Heat games. I go during the week. Like, I'm going to go Wednesday. I'm going to go check them out.
Ooh.
Well, you're getting that Pulitzer out there, man.
That's the worst.
What do you mean?
The midweek games?
I like the midweek games. I like the midweek games. Yeah, I like it.
I can't wait till Wednesday comes around, and we're going to ask you. Actually, you're not going to be back at the arena like you were last time, because we remember you had to go to the arena, then go all the way back, and then go back to the arena the next morning for the radiothon.
How did you do that? Everybody coming up to me, how did you do that? Why did you drive? I don't know, because I want to. That's just how I live. Leave me alone. Stop asking about my sleep. Get some sleep. 15 minutes of Heat is coming up next.
15 minutes. Now Jimmy Butler goes right side. Butler, the Bam inside. Bam at the buzzer. Got it to go. Bam, count the basket. And a nice way to end this first half of basketball.
You could tell Jimmy was orchestrating that as they were going up the floor. He was looking at Bam, kind of telling him, let's run this high pick and roll action. Nice floater to finish the quarter.
So 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by Brandsmart USA. Buying the Brandsmart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local Brandsmart USA store today. Heat get a win over the Pelicans. They keep on TCB in it, taking care of business.
You okay over there?
Undefeated at home. I'm fantastic, man.
You had a little,
I had a little get up in the go for the throat.
All right.
I'm all good. I see our cough buttons are outside these boxes. I wonder when they get installed. At least they're there.
Progress.
Almost. In the building.
They're in the building.
So I don't even know where my cough button would go over here, quite frankly, though.
You don't have a hole?
Doesn't look like I have a hole. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. Do I got to reach on all the way over there? That's impractical.
Yeah, the cough buns a few weeks ago were like the first 2 weeks of the Dolphin season, getting blown out. Now they're competitive Dolphins.
I'm going to have to talk to somebody about this. Doesn't look like it's within my room. I'm going to have to reach all the way over here to cough button it up. That's not fun. Anyway, so the Dolphins win. They beat the Dolphins. The Dolphins lost. The Heat win. They beat the Pelicans, who are now 3-9 on the season. Heat improved to 9-3. They're absolutely fantastic. I mean, let's just say what it is, boys. This team is rolling. They're looking for real.
How are we 6-7-15 what?
We're doing good, very good. In fact, especially because I don't count two of the Heat's losses, looking absolutely fantastic.
But then you're not going to have 6-7 wins either.
We'll see. We'll see. Because then if I go back retroactively, if they end up with 65, I'd be like, really? They should have 67, so in the end I'll be right. That's how it goes. And by the way, Boston Celtics lost yesterday.
So it's not actual record.
It's record, but it's not record. You know, it's record, but it's more how the team is.
Illegal air.
Yeah. You can't take the Denver loss illegal air.
I'll count the Minnesota loss. Props to Andrew Wiggins. He went super nuclear on us. Good for him. The Lakers lost, you know, they had to deal with the Deion Waiters thing.
Back to back.
You know, LeBron James with his, you know. And so, like, you know, really they've been just taking care of business since then. It's been great.
All right.
9-3. They're a game back of Boston for the one seed in the East.
And they got a month off.
It's crazy. They don't play again until Wednesday. There's so much basketball.
And they're at home. It's not like they've been on a road trip. They're at
nope.
home just
this is
out.
So stupid.
It's so dumb.
I'm worried about this game Wednesday now that I think about
and
it.
And I feel like, don't they have like 4-5 coming up? Like, that's like their stretch goes. They have like a bunch of clusters at the end of the week. So it's so strange. Like, did a bunch of teams just not able, they're not able to get down here? Because they play Friday, Saturday, Monday. So that's 3-4. I mean, it's weird. Why is it, why are we not playing one of these games on Tuesday, then go play a game on a Thursday, then Saturday?
Yeah, you have Chicago Friday night, then have a day off in Philadelphia before playing the Sixers. And now
very, very strange. This is very strange. But anyway, Kendrick Nunn looks awesome. It's good to see him back into form, scoring like crazy. I tell you what, he's blowing past people with those dunks. He was moving and shaking. That was fantastic. Wow, Jimmy Butler's dishing the ball all over the place. This guy is he's so unselfish. He shares the ball like crazy. 13 assists yesterday, leads the team in assists. He had 16 points, 13 assists, 8 rebounds. He's looking awesome. Duncan Strokinson, by the way. Let me just tell you all right now, don't think I forgot about all the Duncan Robinson slander that was getting spewed all over the place with my boy Dunk. Because I told you, Eric Spoelstra's not going out there and saying things like he's one of the best shooters on the planet. He doesn't say those types of things to look like a doofus. He means it. So Eric Spoelstra's telling me he's one of the best shooters on the planet. So it is said, so it is done, because he is awesome. And I tell you another thing. This guy, he's got some moves to the basket, Leroy. He gets him on that little pump fake, and he blows right past him. You know why? Sneaky athletic.
You ever met a black guy that was sneaky athletic?
Norris Cole?
No!
It's got to be a big guy. It's got to be.
Rony Turioff? Rony Turioff was a great celebrator. We remember that.
Wasn't he French?
Yeah. He's from like one of the French territory islands. Yeah. Martinique, I think that's where he's from.
Yeah, he was waving the towel. He had his good thing going.
Eddie Curry, definitely not sneaky.
No, Eddie Curry. I mean, the things the Heat were trying to pull, they're just like, yeah, let's just try it out. Greg Oden, his knees don't work.
Greg Oden, he on that same stuff Zaslow's on.
Oh, let me tell you something. We didn't talk about this with you. I need your reaction to this.
What?
Did you hear the story that Ira Windeman broke this weekend?
No.
When he was on with us on Thursday, I guess it wasn't the weekend, it was last Thursday.
Yeah.
So we find out Myers-Leonard is indeed living in Hassan Whiteside's house. Apparently this was a big secret. Like, he had a realtor agreement that it couldn't be broken. He needed to get permission to even reveal that to Ira. That's not even the big story. The big story is Hassan Whiteside, he took all the fish with him to Portland. All of them.
Or?
All of them.
Or?
All of them.
Or?
Hmm?
They didn't make it, and he flushed them.
No! Or they all died on the way over there, and then somebody bought them some new stuff over there, and they didn't tell
them. Yeah, right.
They didn't tell them.
All right.
They took all the... Why wouldn't he just leave them with the Leonards? I don't even understand that. Bam's amazing. As you heard that floater coming in, this guy's touch... I mean, it's looking impressive. Everybody said, "Oh, yeah, you know I'm talking
who's
to
everybody."
Slim, I'm talking to you, Slim. You saying the guy's got no moves?
Get him,
no moves. How about now? How about now with old Bam? I mean, it is looking right.
You guys,
right and nice.
Why don't you guys give young players, an opportunity to grow?
Oh, they're growing so much so that Shadow President Dwayne Wade has thrown his endorsement behind Bam Adebayo. For most improved player,
what
in the
is
league.
He running for office?
Who?
Bam! Why does he need the endorsement of D-Wade?
You want endorsements? Everybody loves endorsements. Who doesn't love an endorsement? You get an endorsement from Dwayne Wade that says MIP. People start talking. Oh, Dwayne Wade thinks he's MIP.
That gets on the jump.
That gets on the jump. Rachel Nichols talks about it, and then Nick Friedel and Kendrick Perkins says something, and
T-Mac.
You know, T-Mac's there, and Scottie Pippen. If you're on the jump, then you got a campaign going. So you want endorsements. There's some people you don't want endorsements. Like Deion Waiters, I don't want his endorsement right now. He's toxic. Right now he's in
Syracuse.
He's going, what is Deion Waiters doing? What are we going? We're going to see the homeland? We're going to Syracuse? Boeheim, give me your wisdom. Okay, here's my wisdom. Shut up and go and play in front of Daryl Macon. Like, this is why, if I'm Jim Boeheim, I'm like smacking him upside the head. I'm like, this is why I couldn't start you. Look at you. You're the number 3 overall pick?
Yep.
You're the number 3 overall pick.
And he didn't start in college?
No. Didn't start in college. I couldn't start him.
Who picked him?
Cleveland.
There you go. There you go.
Well, you
there you go.
Bad organization.
That's why you let Cincinnati, you let the Jets.
No, I'm not
it's okay.
You do that.
You're still going to end up with the good guy.
I'm not letting you do that. You can't equate that.
Really? I can't?
Jim Boeheim.
I can't?
He goes, this Deion Waiters piece was amazing. He goes and he talks to them and he's like, I wanted to be around where I could feel love. I'm like, love? You know what I would love? I'd love for you to come off the bench and score buckets. That's what I would love. But no. He says, quote, it's not the end of my story. Well,
I mean, but we definitely.
I tell you who's done
hey, I'm gonna tell you what we did though. You know, when you get sleepy after reading that night, and you take that little corner and you crack.
Yeah,
you can pick up where you left off.
Yeah, you're ear flapped right now.
Right, you're a closed book right now.
He says, "quote I'm a competitor. Anytime you work hard, you envision something a certain way, and it's not going as planned. You see it. You know, going back to the drawing board, you have to figure it out, and that's what it's about, figuring it out. So I'm gonna continue to work." Always stay confident. We know that. Just having the right people in your corner makes things a lot easier. I mean, by the right people, it really should be Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley. That's who you want in your corner. All right? Not like the dude who's playing Fortnite with you.
Right. Is Deion toxic or intoxicated?
He says, it's being a competitor and wanting to play and me being healthy because you set goals. It's taking a little longer, but I still have those same goals and that same ambition. It's not the end of my story. Huh.
But it's easier for it not to be the end of your story while collecting 13, 14 million.
That's definitely it. Right. Yeah, you definitely can go through some rewrites.
Right.
He's like, he got that publisher's advance, and like the publisher's, hey, where's my chapters? And the guy's like, I was looking for inspiration, so I took an edible. trying to see what ideas would float into my head.
Gotta tell you.
All of a sudden, I thought the drink cart in the airplane, I thought it was a unicorn. I started riding it up to the cockpit.
Oh, my God.
Philly cheese!
Philly cheese!
James Johnson has to put him in a chokehold because he thinks he's riding the Narnia.
The Narnia is not a horse.
No. There's unicorns in Narnia.
No. It's not called the Narnia, though. Narnia is the movie, place.
They got the lion, the witch, and the unicorn.
Right, but that's Narnia. Narnia is not something you ride.
That's where he thought Deion Waiters is.
Deion is going to Narnia.
Well, he was in a lot of places when he ate the
Philly cheese.
Now, Syracuse, correct me if I'm wrong, is that close to Canada?
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. And what's legal in Canada?
You can go to the gas station and buy weed like cigarettes.
Interesting.
Get the 22s.
Interesting.
No, serious.
Yeah.
You can go like right over the gas and they have them in boxed up like cigarettes.
Yeah, so it's going to be him and Boeheim just taking a couple of edibles, spitballing ideas on his story.
Really? You think Boeheim is entertaining that?
Why not? He's done what he's had to
really?
Do.
Really? He didn't want to play him. Dude still end up being third pick in the draft.
I wonder if there's ever been like, what do you do when you're the coach? Because every coach says that they love all their players. But what if your player was a huge pain in the ass? And they're still a pain in the ass as a grown-up. Like, what do you say?
It happens all the time. What are you talking about?
What do you say, though? Like, hey, this is what you were like when you were here.
I mean, like, usually people have the wherewithal to know maybe I shouldn't go back, right? Unless you know you have some kind of relationship. So,
Why are you here, Deion? I'm suspended for 10 games. All right.
Why? Conduct detrimental.
I took an edible. Said,
don't come here and be a detriment to our team. You got to go.
we're back after this.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
This is Tua sailing away from the Dolphins.
I like how Tannenbaum's on television right now talking about what he'd do with Tua. Like, now he draft him, right? Oh, you know, risk-reward. Yeah, I'm Mike Tannenbaum.
Nope.
Dope. You can text the show 67974, driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. By the way, it's Riptide Week. Hopefully everybody gets out there for Riptide.
Hey.
I saw the headliners, The Killers. They announced a new album, Robbie.
Whoa, yeah.
A new album has come for The Killers. So maybe you'll get a little sneak peek at old Riptide.
By the way, real quick, Tobin, since you are our Heat guy.
Yes, sir.
What's up with Justice? Concussion protocol. He's been out longer than Mason Rudolph.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on with him. I know he took a nasty hit, but there hasn't been any sign of him. Hasn't been any sign with him. Let me see what time. Let me see if the Heat. Justice Winslow. I think they have practice today at like 12. I think the media's talking at 12:30. Maybe there'll be some update on him. I don't know. But I don't think there's been anything new with him. Because normally the way the Heat works is until there's something new, they don't say anything about anybody.
Boy, man, these texters are amazing. Waiters wants love. Tell him to get a chihuahua. Ooh, Robbie,
know,
give it to him, Robbie.
Give him a point, Robbie.
Give it to him.
Hit him.
Point for Texter.
I got to say, Robbie, it was nice today doing the show and not getting ambushed by a surprise comedian.
What happened?
Bro, so... So we're doing this.
What happened when I was gone? What are you guys doing?
So this was on Friday, right?
Oh boy!
And all of a sudden, one of the DJs from Power 96 goes, "There's a comedian here to see you guys." And we're like, "What? Huh?" And so we've had him on the show before, Paul Mercurio.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess before Beast was let go, he had booked a comedian. Because he kept like telling me, hey, do you want this guy on? You know, he's a friend of the show. But he said he wasn't going to be there for it. So I was like, I don't know, man. Let me think about it. But I guess think about it turned into, telling the guy yes, kind of. So this guy's like harassing our security guards. Apparently he's making a huge stink downstairs. And he's just like, I was booked to be on the show. I don't understand. Where's Brian? Where's Ryan?
I'm like, whoa. I was like,
oh. So... he ends up, I'm like, fine, Robbie, just bring him in. Let's like riff with the guy for 5 minutes. But here's the problem. So old comedian guy, he's got the Leroy. He brings the material with him. Can't just spitball with me for a few minutes and tell people where his show was.
He's got papers and
he's got an iPad that's got a whole soliloquy on it. Like he's got things to say. He's got the bit about the 3-year-old. He's got the bit about Gronk. He's got the whole thing going. And he's not doing a back and forth. He's doing his show. So that was something. We got hijacked. We got hijacked.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Was he funny at least?
No.
You know what? I was holding back. I was being respectful because I know last time we had him on the phone, I played Men at Work because there's another Paul Mercurio who's Australia. And I know when I played that song, Kevin Tubman was very mad at me. But I so wanted to ask Paul Mercurio, how often does he get confused with the other Paul Mercurio that's Australian? But I held back. And in retrospect, I should have asked the question.
Oh, my God. So he wasn't even funny?
No.
It was
terrible.
And you had him a whole segment?
I was trying to get him to leave. He wouldn't. He wasn't even... See, here's the thing. I think he could feel me trying to get him to leave, so he wasn't looking at me. He was looking down at his monitor. So like, if it's kind of like when 3-year-olds play hide and seek. If I cover my eyes and I can't see you, you can't see me. That's what was going on with this entire deal. Like, he was just looking down.
Wow.
He was doing the 3-year-old bit. It was crazy.
Yeah, by the way, Tobin, I must say, you hided your displeasure very well because you were laughing. I'm like, oh, man, Tobin's actually enjoying this interview. Your best acting job you've ever done.
I was trying to get him out of here so fast, Robbie, and he was just not. He was taking all the shots. He was hogging it all. It was so awkward.
He was Dion.
It was so bad. It was bananas, man.
Yeah, the material is very cringeworthy. It was borderline, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Robbie didn't like the fact he dropped a word and he said, "If I was behind the dump button right now, I'd dump you." But Robbie was on this side. He was hosting with me.
And we don't have dump buttons.
Yeah, we don't have dump buttons.
I think Tobin does. I can't reach for where I was sitting.
You have a dump button?
Yeah, it's on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. look what you learn here every day. It's crazy.
Soon you'll have a cuff button.
Why didn't nobody tell us that?
I don't know.
Yeah, that, you guys should have been told about that. I'm going to tell you.
Texter writes in, is everything with Tobin childish gibberish?
Yes.
Dude, we get it. You're trying really hard to be different, but not all your listeners are 14-year-old Heat fans. How long until this version of the morning show is in the history books? Not for a while, homeboy. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, technically, this version of the morning show is in the history books last Tuesday. I mean, if you want to be fair about it. But as far as me, I don't think it's going anywhere for a while, sir. I don't know what to tell you. But then again, I mean, we could come in tomorrow and be a jazz station, too. So I don't, I mean, that's also fair. But as far as childish gibberish, I don't, what are you upset about? The fact that they're the best team in the NBA? Pfft, I don't know what's to be upset about. Are you a Knicks fan? Is this what makes you upset? You thought that Fizdale was going to Heat culture your ass? I'm sorry to tell you, James Dolan is a powerful force like none other. So, you know, go clutch to your Latrell Sprewell jersey. Be happy and clutch to those memories of the 1970 championship.
You and Ariel Helwani can hang out. You know, yeah. Have, talk about old times.
Talk about, you know, great times. Phil Jackson, you know, hustling great like a gym rat, and then him ruining your organization. You know, you guys can, you get, but, you know, hold it close to your chest that you beat Kristaps Porzingis twice this year. You have that. You have that. I mean, you traded him for salary cap space because you thought you were getting Kevin Durant, and you ended up with Wayne Ellington. But, hey, you know, I don't know what to tell you why you're so upset, sir. You know, at least you have the Jets or the Mets. You know, you got that for you.
The Knicks. Man.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. Like the Dolphins were yesterday. Quite awful. An awful football game and an awful football team.
An awful, awful.
I mean, but we, why do we feel so bad and we know this?
Because now I don't get my quarterback, who I've been tanking for.
That has nothing to do with that.
It is.
It's two different things.
Nope.
It is.
It's not. Because if at least I know you're terrible, I get the payoff of getting a good quarterback. Now that quarterback has a grandma hip, and I'm upset.
Why do you say his grandma hip? They just told you C.J. Mosley had the same thing.
Nah, I don't buy it.
C.J. Mosley has to use his hips more than Tua.
He doesn't do the Dak Prescott thing.
Huh?
Does he do the Dak Prescott thing?
Nope. Ooh, C.J. Mosley?
Yeah. He doesn't have to swing his hips through.
Yeah, C.J. Mosley's not the best example. He's like missed so many games this year.
Yeah, and C.J. Mosley's also the guy. Yeah, C.J. Mosley's also the guy who's like, he's hitting people. He's not going to get hurt. He goes and inflicts the pain.
By the way.
Tua's a target.
Your boy returned yesterday.
Who?
Nick Foles.
Yeah, he sucks.
You think he sucks?
He sucks, dude. I want Gardner Minshew being the quarterback. He's got a mustache. It's hilarious.
That's why you want him to. Oh, my God.
I enjoy him so much.
I'm telling you, you are a nincompoop. You want Gardner? You think Minshew's a better quarterback than Nick Foles?
Nick Foles bores me. He just bores me. He's never going to be as cool as he was when he won the championship. You know, it was a cool run, Philly special, whoop whoop. But like, no, man, I want my mustachioed wonder. That's what I'm happy with.
Tell you what, the Eagles probably could have used Foles yesterday against the Patriots.
I mean. By the way, this is what I hate about prospecting, how everybody gets all excited for the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about this.
Goffin once.
Right. Exactly. Which one's the best one?
Wentz by default, because Goff is
just. I'm a Wentz guy.
Yeah?
I'm a Wentz guy.
Goff has been pretty
bad.
But
he just said, I bet you the Eagles wish Nick Foles was still the quarterback.
Well, that's just because he's got the Patriots number. Philly special, obviously. Try and keep up. It's good to have you back, man.
But,
yeah. Ready to do it again tomorrow?
Well, why do you do this?
Do what?
Right before we get ready to leave and I can't respond.
You can respond.
No, I can't.
You can respond.
Nope.
No, not responding. You got time.
Nope.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.